Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, 10:4. More about Melech's Machsheves. Again, the point is, one of the aspects of Melech's Machsheves is that when you do the Melech, it has to be done in the way that you intended it to be done. And that being the case, Amiskaven Lahotzi Lefanav. If a person, let's say, has got his sort of man bag, you know, it's like a satchel, and when he puts it on over his shoulder, he expects the bag to be in front of him the whole time, and that way he can keep an eye on things and have pickpockets stealing from behind him. But uvolo l'achra, but while he's transferring it in on Shabbos, it ends up going behind him, so the bag is not open to the back, and therefore he can't keep as good an eye on it. It's less a poorer shmira, less ability to guard it. So that's not what he intended. And that being the case, putter, he'll be exempt. Since the way in which he took it out was not the way he intended, it was in a way that didn't facilitate the level of guardianship that he had intended originally, he'll be exempt. However, la'achrav, if when he put on his little man's jack, he put it on and he knew full well that it was open to the back, he wore it on his, like, behind him, and he didn't care, he figured that's safe enough. And then, uvolo lefanav, but as he's walking, the bag rotates around and ends up being in front of him, that would allow him to do even a better shmira, guardianship, over the bag. So then chayiv, he'll be liable, because he was already willing to transfer it with the bag on his back, so the fact that it rotates to his front doesn't make it any worse. He still did everything he wanted to do, including being able to guard the bag at the level of, you know, equivalent of behind him, or better. And therefore, chayiv, he'll be liable for achatas. Be'emes amro, the truth is, and when the Gemara says be'emes amro, what it means is, this is a din, that is as if it were halach l'mosh mi-Sinai, meaning it's a tradition we have which is incontrovertible and no one's allowed to argue with it, no one's able to argue with it, it's just hard and fast, cut and dry. That ha'isha ha'chogeres b'sinar, if a woman is wearing, I'm not perfectly sure what the sinar is, but think of it as a slip, which it seems what the brethren has explained, it's like a slip under her skirt. The point is that slip can go, it like rotates around her waist in a circle, so there's no real front or back. And when you put on the slip, and let's say you're going to attach something to it, like that's where you attach the thing you're trying to transport. So that was a normal thing to do, perhaps, but you have to know full well that as you walk, as a woman wearing the slip, it could rotate around. So what starts on the front could just for sure go to the back. There's no real front and back to this sinar. That being the case, bein milfaneh uvein l'acharei, it doesn't matter if she originally intended for this thing she's transporting to be attached to the slip in the front or behind, it doesn't make a difference. Because even if it rotates around, she knew that was going to happen. She can royally oschos there. She knew full well that the slip rotates around the waist, and therefore, even if she put it started out in the front, she knew full well it could end up in the back, and therefore, she didn't demand that high level of guardianship ability, and therefore, she'll be liable regardless of whether it rotates front or back. Unlike the first case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Mekabli Pitchin. Rabbi Yehuda wants to make a new sheet and argue and say that there's a middle case. The middle case is something which does sometimes turn around, but not usually. So the Tanakhama would hold, that being the case, what's the case? So the case is, Mekabli Pitchin are people who a petek is like a note. So these are like the people who are transferring notes on behalf of the government. So like they're runners. So what they do is they get their little, like, you know, whatever it is, their bag or purse or mailman bag that they are transferring, and they're going to take the mailman bag and put the mail inside of it and run to the next town over to deliver the letter. So since they're running, sometimes the bag turns behind them. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since it does sometimes turn behind them as they run, they know full well that's going to happen, and that's enough to already make it be liable whether it was in the front as they intended or if it rotates to the back, kind of like a sinar. And the chacham, everyone else says no, since it's normal for them to want it in the front, and normally it stays there, just sometimes it rotates backwards, the sometimes of the rotation is not enough to make it comparable to a sinar, which always invariably rotates around and around and around, and therefore he would be putter if he intended to be in the front carrying his letter and rotate it to the back. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning if it just sometimes turns around, that's not enough to change the rules. The rules of the Tanakhama would apply, and therefore the mailman who transfers his bag when he's running, if it rotates behind him on accident, when he comes to rest, he finds it behind him. Since he didn't do the transference with the hanacha as he originally intended, he'll be patur.